I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Beautiful day today. God, gorgeous day today. It really is. It's shorts weather again for sure. Julio Diaz, my good friend who hosts the Pensacola Movie Club and also hosts Let's Go Pensacola, heard here on News Radio Saturdays at 4, joins us now. Julio, welcome back to the program.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good to have you, as always. So only a couple of offerings this week, but one of them I heard from my son is fantastic. John Wick 4, what did you think?
Another really solid entry in this series. I mean, I think all four of these films have been some of the best action films of the past, 10 to 15 years, if not more than that. So, continuing the high mark of quality, if you're looking for a great action movie, you really can't go wrong with this series. I don't know that I'd put it at the top of the series, which the critics are by far. This is like by
really?
Far the best reviewed John Wick movie. It's like 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. For me, maybe a little long and a little heavy on the mythology. And this is
how
this
dare
is a
you,
long
sir?
Movie. This is a long movie. This is almost 3 hours long.
Oh my! Wow.
Yeah. So
that's extraordinary for an action flick. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a lot, but they're also trying to sum up a lot, because without giving too much away, this kind of does wrap up the John Wick story.
Okay. So we're not going to have a five.
Well, I don't know. We'll see if this makes a ton of money. God knows what they'll do. We know that there's some other stuff being planned in the universe. There's a spinoff movie called The Ballerina that's already been made, that's waiting to come out with Ana de Armas playing the lead character.
Okay.
And which actually was completely shot before Lance Reddick passed. So Charon will be in it. This is, of course, Lance Reddick, the actor who plays Charon, actually passed away.
Right.
Just in the past couple of weeks. And there is a nice little tribute card at the end of the movie for him. So that's
The concierge at the hotel. Also, you might know him from The Wire and everything else he's been in. I mean, lots of stuff, but yeah, no, that's interesting because you're right. It is a universe, right? That where you could easily see spinoff stories from the premise of the John Wick. I had not been thinking in that direction.
So we know for sure we're going to see that kind of stuff. Whether we see John Wick himself again, it remains to be seen. I think if we don't, this definitely puts the bow on his story. So
okay.
It's a satisfying conclusion to the story. I will say which something I don't think has happened in the previous John Wick movies, if I'm remembering correctly, there is a post-credit scene on this movie.
Oh, so do watch to the end past the end. Okay, that's a good note.
Yeah.
We also have The Lost King is coming out today. What's this all about?
Yeah, this is getting pretty good reviews, too. This stars Sally Hawkins, and this is based on a true story about an amateur historian who discovered what she believed was the lost burial site of King Richard III in England. I don't think it's a spoiler to say she was right. This is real history here, that this person actually did discover the burial spot had been lost to time, and she found it. And I recall correctly, and again, I don't think this is too spoilery because this is real life, it was in a parking lot. It's just been,
paved
they
over
paved
it.
King Richard's grave and put up a parking lot.
They paved Para Grave, and wow, all right.
To paraphrase the song. Getting pretty good reviews on this. Steve Coogan's also involved in this as both a writer and an actor. So it's got some humor to it, and running about 75% on Rotten Tomatoes.
And what are you guys going to watch next week?
Well, I will be out of town, but I know the big movie next week is Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves.
Yes,
which is getting some really, really great early reviews. It debuted at South by Southwest a few weeks ago, got great reviews out of there, and already is running in the high 80% on Rotten Tomatoes, which I think is better than anybody was expecting for this. So I am looking forward to seeing it. I don't know that I'll get to see it on Thursday, But I'm very much looking forward to seeing it.
Well, obviously, speaking as a kid who grew up playing and watching the cartoon and then the other versions of this, I'm eager to see what they produce in this because it does. It looks entertaining. Julio Diaz, he is the host of Let's Go Pensacola, 4 o'clock on Saturday here on News Radio and the Pensacola Movie Club. Follow them on Facebook and join the conversation. If you want to go to a movie and have a good conversation about it, that's what they do. Julio, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
Absolutely.